Bull, and I'm talking.
Good God Almighty, if I didn't know you joined the country club. Everybody I call's out the country club playing golf. I said, well, I'll get in touch with one of my old commoner friends, one of their old fellow populace. And now I got you up eating high on the hog, and you out there swimming pool.
No, I wish we could get you out here. This is on our farm. We dammed it up just like you've got out in Texas. It's a little place.
Oh, you out at the farm?
Yeah.
I thought it said swimming. You got a swimming pool out there?
Yeah, we dammed up a little place here.
What do you think about what's happened in the country? What's happened the last 2 weeks? What's good and what's bad? What's wrong and what's right?
I think things are going good. The only thing I see, I don't think that, as I told you, I don't think you should ever answer these dastardly attacks on you, but you ought to have some fellas like Harold Ickes who go out and really go after them.
Well, you ought to see McCormick and Mansfield this afternoon after Miller. They said he ought to apologize. It's the worst thing he ever heard, his attack on Humphrey. It's got to stop, but they ought to apologize. He ought to get out of the race. All the television just full of them. My guess is that they'll have Goldwater apologizing on this draft thing when 2 or 3 million mothers get after him because he's saying that they got a bunch of misfits. And that's not very good psychology for a prospective commander-in-chief to tell the Germans and the Italians and the Russians and the French that all of his army is made up of misfits. And it's not very good in this country for the boys to think they got a commander-in-chief that thinks they're misfits. And I think he really made a blooper. I think that he'll have to withdraw that statement.
I got word from Bill Moyer, and I'm writing something about that. I think you're absolutely right.
You ought to have a few AXRs and BEWs right into you and just demand that they apologize to the men in service, because those boys going through Vietnam, 18,000 of them out there, and those boys in Korea and those that are walking along that barbed wire fence in Berlin, they don't think they're misfits. And just because some general gets 2 stars on his soldier and comes into an air-conditioned Senate office building for a 45-minute lecture and then gets to fly in a jet plane free, that's no reason why they're misfits. And the general's got the ideas about these GI foot soldiers being misfits too much anyway. They're more misfit generals than they are GIs.
That's a hell of a good statement.
Well, you're the only one that'll pull off the gloves, and you better warm up here the next 6 or 7 weeks. And
I think you're damn right.
And expose this thing, because I'll tell you what they got. They got nothing really except the Klan and the kooks. And they acquitted those folks down in Georgia today, and he's
that was terrible.
He did this deliberately. He voted against the civil rights bill to try to sew up the South, and he's going to do it, but that's all he's going to have. And we ought to let the rest of the country know that that. And I think he really put his foot in it when he said that the army is made up of a bunch of misfits.
I'll ring the changes on that. I'll take off the gloves.
And why can't we make these boys turn you over some of these poles? Now, we just got a craft pole from Arizona. 45 for Johnson, 40 for Goldwater, and 15 undecided. Goldwater took one of them himself, pull him out there in the Arizona Republic. They won't make it Republic, but we're leading it.
That's 58 to...
That's right.
42, I think.
That's right. That counts the undecided, you see. When you put the undecided on the 45-40, that 15, well, then that puts us up there about 55.
Well, I think you're doing terrific.
And, well?
I talked to you about a little brain trust. I didn't mean a Charlie Michelson, but what I meant was fellas like Mansfield and McCormick.
We're doing that. I got Mike Feldman. It's going to kind of direct it confidentially. I don't want that in the column, but confidentially. And you can call him and give him ideas anytime, and he'll give you some leaks. I told Walter Jenkins, he's the most faithful man I got, and I told him, he and Bill Moyer this morning, to call you and give you some of this stuff that they could verify. And I'll give you one thing that you can't quote from the report.
Yeah.
But to be sure you're not out on a limb and be sure you're not misleading anybody. Some of these studies, these appearances in some of these northern cities, the evidence looks pretty close to Mr. Lamar Hunt of Dallas, Texas.
Among the Negroes.
Some of the folding money.
I,
to finance that. Now, would you know where I'd get my information?
Yeah, I would.
All right. Don't say that. Now, don't use Hoover. But I can prove it to you. If you have to, somebody yank you in, I can show you that some of them feel like that that's where help's coming. So you better just send up a little warning to say, I want to send a warning to some of these oil millionaires that are putting their dough in some of these riding to try to benefit the votes, that they're going to get themselves in deep trouble and they're going to hurt their country. Are you listening, Mr. Lamar Hunt?
Wonderful. You ought to be doing a broadcast yourself. My broadcast is already taped.
I'm not talking about that. You can do it next week or the following week. And nobody else has it. I just read it this afternoon.
Say, getting back to Mike Feldman, I suggested to Jim Rowe that on this little group that might be working on this, Tyler Abel, and Leonard Marks would be terrific on that.
All right.
I could help Tyler.
All right. I'll get them both. Is he on the hatch act?
No.
All right, I'll get them both on it.
He's already
working. I'll get them both on it. We don't want to start too fast. Now, I just talked to Walt Ruther. I'm going to make a speech out there, but I'm not going to mention party. I'm not going to mention politics. I'm just going to talk about taking care of the needy and the sick and the lame and the halt and the poor people and education and peace in the world. And you got to do something besides talk about it. You got to do something about it, like the nuclear test and the hot line and food for clothes and trying to do these things and help people and compassion and instead of just to rattle the saber around. That's what I'm saying in Detroit.
You're just 1,000% right on that.
I'm not going to mention, and you can contrast my speech with Miller's when you see him. I'll send you one tomorrow.
Okay.
I'll see you Monday and I get back some night and time next week. We'll slip in together some evening.
All right. Thanks a million.
Fine. All right.